This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for November 13, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 31 to 32. It says there, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have turned to me, strengthen your brethren." End of quote. Our Bible verse today reveals four facts. Number one is, our failures are known in advance by the Lord. Number two, He intercedes for us even before our failures, not just after our failures. If He intercedes even before our failures, it does assure He is on our side no matter what happens. Thirdly, the Lord wants us to turn back to Him from our failures and strengthen the brothers and sisters in Christ. In short, He doesn't want us to quit and disappear. Fourthly, God is greater and powerful than your adversary, the devil, and the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, as 1 John 4:4 says. Jesus said to Simon Peter that Satan had asked permission to sift him as wheat. Satan wanted to take Peter out of the race. He tried to destroy him and his testimony forever. Satan wanted to take Peter out of his divine call in life. He wants Peter not to preach on the day of Pentecost and form the church by baptizing 3,000 people. Satan does not want Peter to become the pillar of the Jerusalem church. And of course, he did not want to write two great, wonderful, encouraging epistles later in his life. Satan wanted Peter to be destroyed right there and then when he failed. However, the Lord had an entirely different and superior plan. Dear ones, He has a different and superior plan for you as well. Lord Jesus knew Peter's soon coming failure and warned him about it. Jesus also told him He already prayed for Peter. Jesus looked forward to his turning back and wanted to make Peter stronger than ever before. Beloved, you see, we fail in different ways, don't we? A bad decision we made, an immoral act we did, bad words we used, a choice of a bad relationship, and in so many other ways. If anybody claimed that he never failed, he is not telling the truth. Everyone fails in one or another or other way. Now, because you failed God and others, you may think God has done with you. But I am here to tell you this based on the truths of the scripture, that the Lord would not wound and shoot His own people who are bought by His blood. People do that, but not the Lord. Now, you may think about quitting because your failure was big and huge. No more church, you don't want to pray anymore. You don't want to go to Bible studies. No more fellowships in church. Now, you think you are no more worthy for these things. Remember, Peter felt the same way. He went to the old fishing career. However, the fact is this, no sin is higher than the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Peter denied Jesus three times. He said, "Who is this Jesus? I never knew him. I do not know anything about him." Remember, Peter claimed on the same day, just a few hours ago, he said this, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." However, just after a few more hours on the same day in the night time, he denied Jesus three times. When he denied Jesus three times, Jesus looked at him. And Peter looked at Jesus. The look of Jesus broke him, and he went outside and wept bitterly. Peter knew he failed Jesus. He decided to go back to his old fishing job. He decided no more or nothing to do with Jesus anymore, because he thought his failure was huge. His failure was classic and epic in proportion. You know what? He would have never come back to Jesus without the mercy, compassion, grace, and love of Jesus Christ. Jesus sent a personal note for Peter after his resurrection, and then followed him to the same place where he was originally called, waited for Peter, and reinstated him to the original divine call. Beloved, do you think the Lord has done with you? No, he has no plan to finish his work he began in you. Jesus says when you turn back, you will become stronger than ever before. No one else can and would do this for you. However, God will do this for you. He has done this in Peter's life, and he will do the same in your life. Jesus reinstated Peter. Peter did in fact preach on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. He opened the gates of the church. 3,000 believed in Christ and got baptized. Many sick people healed on his shadow as he walked on the street of Jerusalem, Acts 5:15. In fact, he wrote two wonderful epistles which became the scriptures, 1st and 2nd Peter. Yes, beloved, the Lord has not done with your life. He wants to reinstate you if you think you failed God and others. His wonderful love, grace, mercy, and compassion will accomplish this for you. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. I believe you have not finished with me. I turn back to you, Lord, now. Please reinstate me as I come back to you now and confess my sins and wrongdoings to you. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for all of my sins. I believe him as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for your wonderful love, grace, mercy, and compassion. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.